This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Irreconcilable differences, something you commonly hear when people are getting divorced. And I guess it's something you do hear from time to time when an attorney looks at everything that's against you, throws their hands in the air and says, I got nothing. There ain't nothing I can do for you. You want me to try and argue this? You try and argue how to bound a body. 10 ways to dispose of a dead body if you really need to. Hacksaw, best tool to dismember? Can you identify a body with broken teeth? Yeah, you go argue that in court after they found that on your Google searches hours after your wife was found missing and eventually you are charged with murder. That's what's going on in the case against Brian Walsh, his attorney, throwing in the towel saying, yeah, irreconcilable differences. Bye-bye. Joining us to discuss this case, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. This is one we talked about very early on in the year because we're almost coming up on the one-year anniversary of this tragic, tragic event where Anna Walsh's life was so callously taken from her by, allegedly, this monster. Are you at all surprised that the attorney this far in said, I can't do anything for you?
I'm sort of surprised because many times when you have a sensational type defendant who's been in the news, and this was nationally covered, it was a really big case. So oftentimes they'll want to keep their name attached to it, I think, because of the notoriety. But this case, unfortunately, has not kept the notoriety. It's not been in the news that much lately after the arrest. And so I think you see him bowing out. It's really such a despicable case and an ugly case. I do find it interesting, the irreconcilable differences. You know, different judges have different standards, mm-hmm. To being able to just walk away from a case.
Yeah.
You can't just walk away from a case. He's walking away from it and they're allowing it. I thought that was interesting. So I was a bit surprised, Tony.
How strong of a case does an attorney have to make to a judge to be allowed to walk away? I mean, do they have to present to the judge, evidence? I mean, obviously, this information is public. It's in discovery, and they know far more than we do. But can it be just as justified as, hey, look at these Google searches. There's nothing to defend any of this. I need to leave. What kind of case did that attorney need to make to the judge to get out?
Well, I've seen it vary from judge to judge, jurisdiction to jurisdiction. I believe that at the state levels and county levels and so forth, it's much easier than at a federal level to be relieved from your duties. But typically, you have to show true, in this case, irreconcilable differences, that he is not able to defend him that there's an issue. Mm-hmm. And so it seems in this case, though, it was a pretty easy head nod from this judge to relieve him of his duties. You just have to wonder, how much interaction they even really had.
Yeah. Well, and what was the difference here that really, broke the camel's back on this? Was it his counsel coming to him and saying, look, this is an indefensible case. You plead guilty, try to take some sort of a plea in this because there's no way we're going to be able to defend you in court and have any chance of winning. And if Brian Walsh is sitting there saying, no, we're going to fight this. I wonder if that was the breaking point just because of the ridiculous amount of evidence here against Brian Walsh.
I think it has to be more than that typically, because if not, you could have every attorney that comes on after that say mm-hmm. the same thing. Listen, I'm trying to convince him this is what he needs to have happen. He's not going with it. The bottom line is the client. It's really the client's case. Mm-hmm. It's the client's decision whether to plea, whether to not plea, and how they want to really pursue. It's really the counsel of the attorney to see them through that process. And they are supposed to, of course, vehemently you know, represent them to the best of their abilities. So I think he would have to show something more egregious than that, some mm-hmm. complete falling out that he would have had with the client. We will likely never know because of attorney-client privilege. I'll be interested to see with the new counsel that is appointed how that goes moving forward.
I'd be curious to see now how long this is going to push this into the future as well, considering we're about at a year since this took place. And this attorney has been on the whole time. I am assuming this is going to end up probably pushing a trial date much further into the future.
Yes, right. All these murder trials way into the future. I mean, I think it's important to note that we're a year with him. We're a year with Brian Koberger. Aren't we into the 3-year mark, maybe with Chad Daybell? For sure, 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. Daybell's, I think, we're, yeah, 3-4 area, I think.
Yeah, we're and that's just how long this goes. And who does that benefit? It always benefits the defendant. They have a longer period of time. Things happen to witnesses. Things happen to the law enforcement officials involved. There can be all sorts of things happen. So defendants and defense attorneys love these cases to be continued forever. And that's what we're going to see and continue to see in all of these cases.
Love to keep our eyes on this one. And in the meantime, he has a bunch of Warhols he's selling on eBay, by the way. Just kidding. In case you
right.
late Christmas present, 50% off. Don't miss it.
Right. Oh my gosh. A fire sale.
Exactly.
Barn burner.
Exactly.
But you know what? That's one of the things he was initially charged with.
It still is. Right? And those
hard fraud.
Yep. Yep. All starts there.
Yep. It all starts there. And it goes back to what we were just talking about with Becky Hill, right? If you are fraudulent in one area of your life, oftentimes that spills into other areas. Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, some people think they can get away with anything if they can get away with fraud, even murder.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.